Welcome to the Will of God in the Life and the Writings of the Servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O Divine Will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. May every single act done in the Divine Will be for the praise and glory of God the Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. Amen. Mary, Queen of the Kingdom of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome again. Today we will continue with volume 22 of the Book of Heaven. The next passage comes from June 26, 1927. And the title of this passage is How All Things of God Have Equal Weight. How everything that God did in creation is connected with Him, with His love. And this is felt by one who lives in the divine will. Luisa Picaretta writes, I was doing my usual round in the divine fiat, and while doing my rounds, going around throughout the whole creation, I thought to myself how much light and heat must my Creator have. If He released so much of them in creating the sun, oh, how He must feel Himself burned with His own heat as He contains so much of it. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, My daughter, in our things there is perfect and equal measure of everything. There is perfect an equal measure in everything. Let's go back a little bit on this passage, because in this occasion we see Luisa Picaretta doing the rounds of creation. Luisa Picaretta is doing the rounds of the soul in the divine will. This is something that she used to do always. For all those who are wondering what the round of the soul in the divine will is, this rounds is part of the writings of Luisa Picaretta, in which the soul rises to its creator, in which the soul goes around praying, glorifying, adoring God. So through these rounds, the soul raises up to its very origin to find its beginning. And the soul goes around at the very moment in which God was creating all things. The soul becomes present. The soul receives from God, as though in a storehouse, all the divine love that emanates from this bosom through the omnipotent fiat. And the soul offers to God the same love that the soul receives. In exchange, glory and adoration. The soul exchanges with God what the soul receives. These rounds of creation, as I mentioned, they are part of the revelation given to the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. And these particular prayers, they contain this divine language, this love, this praise, this adoration that comes from God. And this is the language, we could say, of the soul. I encourage all of you to meditate upon these writings, to pray with the rounds of creation using what our Lord is giving us through the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. And this is what Luisa Picaretta is doing in this particular passage, and she is wondering about the light that emanates from God. In the Creed, we say, God from God, light from light. The Holy Spirit is the Lord, the giver of life. And the Holy Spirit brings life and light to the souls of those who are baptized. The soul who receives the Holy Spirit in the sacraments receives that likeness, that light that emanates, that comes from God. And this light gives us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, courage, strength, piety, fear of the Lord, counseling. The more the soul fills itself with the gifts that come from God through the Holy Spirit, the more we grow in the likeness of God, the more we become like God is. Our Lord tells Luisa Picaretta that all things have perfect and equal measure. In other words, God doesn't make mistakes. Everything is ordered accordingly. God is order. So our souls have to be in order. That's why it is important to have a sacramental life. God gives us the Ten Commandments to enlighten ourselves to His divine law so that there can be some order in the way we relate to Him, the three first commandments, and then the rest of the commandments, how we relate with our neighbor. He tells us that everything has perfect measure. We can see the divine attribute of perfection in God. Our Lord tells His disciples, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Perfection is one of the attributes of God. And our Lord says to Luisa Picaretta that there is equality in everything. And He says, so as much as is the love, the heat, the light, so much is the freshness, the beauty, the power, the sweetness, etc. We see also that beauty is one of the attributes of God. Power. One is the weight of everything, and therefore heat is nourished by freshness, and freshness by heat. Light is nourished by beauty, and beauty nourished by light, in such a way that one tempers the others. There is a relationship, there is a common union, there is a communion between creation, the elements. Everything is ordered in God. Saint Paul tells us that in Him we exist, we move and have our being, our very existence. Not only us creatures, but the whole creation, because the whole creation has come from the bosom of God, our Father. And we see one is in relation with the other. One strengthens the other. And it is the same with the virtues. It is the same what happens in our soul spiritually. The virtues, they build upon each other. That's why the Lord gives us these gifts through His Holy Spirit. The love of God that has been put into our hearts, as St. Paul tells us, through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, gives us faith, hope, and charity, theological virtues, in the sacrament of baptism. Free gifts that come directly from God. And as these gifts grow, they produce new gifts, new virtues. When there is in us, in our soul, these virtues, and the other virtues, the cardinal virtues, justice, temperance, prudence, and fortitude, they produce new ones too. So one needs the others. In the same way that we are united with God as members of His body, the mystical body of Christ, we are all members. St. Paul tells us there are prophets, teachers, apostles, in the body of Christ. Different missions, one source, the Holy Spirit. One needs the other. Again, we find in sacred scripture, St. Paul tells us and he reminds us that our body has many parts. They are all needed. Can the eye say to the ear, I don't need you? No. We are all part of the body of Christ by virtue of our baptism. And when we are united in the divine will in a special way, there is a special unity in there. And what our Lord is telling us in this passage is that there is equality, that there is perfection, that everything has been ordered for a purpose, that we all have a purpose in life, that He has created us for a specific purpose, for a mission, that we all exist in His will. We exist because He wills it. We were created because He loves us. Through these writings, we receive a call to live in His will, to come and to embrace this way of life, this spiritual life, to choose freely out of love for Him to live this way. Not only to exist, we don't choose to exist. Saint Augustine reminds us that He who created us without us cannot save us without us. And this implies that we have to surrender our will. The Lord says, strength nourishes sweetness, and sweetness strength. And so with all the rest of our divine things, in such a way that each of them makes us happy. All the divine attributes, all the virtues, all creation, all the members of the body of Christ. We need each other. We are related because we all have one source, which is the will of God, who chose to create us out of love for each one of us. This is very deep because if we stop and think what this means, we will see that we are present in God and that He had created every single thing out of love for us, for each one of us, and that He loves all the human race with the same love and intensity as He loves each one of us individually, that His love for us is so immense that we creatures cannot even grasp and understand this reality with our human mind. And the Lord says that this union makes Him happy. The Lord says, strength nourishes sweetness, sweetness, strength, and so with all the rest of our divine attributes, in such a way that each of them make us happy by themselves. Our equalities will oppress us. But together, being in perfect equality, they serve us as happiness, as joys, and as contentments. And they all compete to make us happy. Even the elements, they compete with their quiet in secret language, divine language. They compete among themselves to bring joy and happiness to God because they are fixed in the will of God. They remain in the fixed in the will of God. Heat brings us the happiness of love, and freshness brings us the joys of what is beautiful, of what is fresh. Light brings us the joy of light. And beauty, and tempering the vividness of light, brings us the happiness of what is beautiful, good, holy, immense. These are attributes of God that exist in nature and in us too. It braids all of our qualities and renders them all beautiful, lovable, and admirable for us. Strength brings us the happiness of the strong, and sweetness, invading it completely, brings us the joys mixed with sweetness and strength. And everything that can be seen in creation is nothing other than outpourings of the abundance of light, of heat, of freshness, beauty, and strength, which we possess within ourselves. Everything that we can see in creation, the Lord says, is nothing but the outpouring of His love, of who He is. It's the outpouring of who God is. That's why it's important to take care of all creation, because they are gifts given by God to all of us. When God created all these gifts, He was thinking about each one of us. Everything that can be seen in creation is nothing other than outpourings of abundance, of light, of heat, of freshness, beauty, and strength, which we possess within ourselves. And these outpourings were released by us in order to nourish and delight the creatures with our outpourings. To delight us, to nourish us. That was the purpose for this. To nourish us, to delight us. You may be thinking, well, and what does that mean, to nourish us? We can see in creation how water quenches our thirst, how the fruits of the field, they nourish our body, how God sustains us through His Holy Spirit, the wind. At every moment, we borrow from Him the earth we breathe, His presence palpitating and living in us, nourishing the physical and the spiritual life in us. We can go even deeper in the sacraments. God wants to delight us, and He delights in the creation of men. So He wants our perfect correspondence. All of this was released by us in order to nourish and delight the creature with our own outpourings in such a way as to render them happy. He wants us happy in His will. And it is in His will in which we find fulfillment and happiness, peace, joy, strength. Because His will is everything. It contains everything. This is the fountain of everything that exists. His will is the remedy for everything. And by the strength of nourishing the creatures with our qualities, creatures will become similar to us. The more we fill ourselves with these divine qualities, the divine attributes, the more we fill ourselves with the virtues, the more we get rid of sin and bad habits, vices in our soul, the more we become like He is. We become similar to God. And the Lord says, and they will be bearers of happiness and of joys to their Creator. He wants us to be the bearers, the messengers of peace, of joy, of happiness, the messengers of the Holy Spirit living in us. How beautiful it was to see them luminous like suns, beautiful more than flowery fields in a starry sky, strong like the mighty wind, adorned with divine freshness in such a way as to remain always new and fresh, without changing. Our will bring them all our outpourings, united together, which are such that one delights the other. The divine will, the Lord says, that will bring all this in the soul of the creature who embraces this way of life, this spirituality. The Lord says, but because man withdrew from the supreme fiat, the divine will, he receives our outpourings separate from one another, and this is why the heat burns him. This is why the elements, they seem like they are against us. The Lord says, because man withdrew from my supreme fiat. The light eclipses him, the cold makes him numb, the wind harms him, and many times it knocks him down and hurls him away, not seeing in man the facsimile of the Creator, nor the bond of union with the divine fiat. Our qualities act as separate over him, and he does not receive the happiness which they contain as united. Therefore, with my will, the creature will have been the happiest being, happiest creature, while without it, she is the unhappiest. Our Lord wants us to be similar to him. Our Lord wants us to be a copy. The Lord says, not seeing in men the facsimile, not seeing in men the copy, not seeing in men the image of us in there, seeing that image disfigured because men withdrew from the divine will. And this is what disobedience did in our souls. It disfigured the image of God in us. We retained the image, we lost the likeness, but this image was disfigured, and we need the sacraments, we need the virtues, we need the divine law in order for this image to be able to shine, in order for the soul to receive the likeness from God. And the Lord tells us in plain language, with my will, the creature will have been the happiest being, the happiest of all, while without it, she is the unhappiest, because the divine will is the gift that contains everything. Through these writings of the servant of God, we are called to practice this spirituality, this way of living, this divine science, as the first apostle of the divine will, Father Saint Annibal de Francia, calls it the divine science. So it is through our acts done in the divine will. It is through the meditation of these writings. It is through the sacraments. It is through the divine law, by following the divine law. And all the devotions that the church gives us, it is through this way of life and incorporating everything in his will that our souls are able to become similar to our Creator. And this is what makes him happy. Once we unite ourselves with his will, then a miracle happens, because when we unite ourselves to the will of God, we come to a union with all creation. We are in a special communion with everything that God has created. So we are able to access the past, the present, and even what is to come. Luisa Picarreta continues, then I continue my flight in the divine volition. She continue doing the rounds of creation. What is she doing during these rounds? Well, she's going praising, adoring, glorifying God, thanking God in and through creation, placing her, I love you, I thank you, I adore you, I glorify you with your will, with your love, in every single thing. So she's going around doing her rounds in the divine volition, and she says, and suspended over each thought and act of creatures, over each plant and flower, and over everything. This is important. She says, I impress my I love you, and I ask for the kingdom of the divine fiat. I impress my I love you. What is she doing here? I impress my I love you in the sun, in the moon, in the stars. I impress my I love you in the water, in the wind, in every single flower, in every single plant. I impress my I love you in every valley, in every mountain, in every hill. I impress my I love you in every fish of the ocean. I impress my I love you in every drop of rain. I impress my I love you in every flake of snow, in every tree. She is corresponding to God for having created that element, that plant, that flower, created out of love for her and for all of us. Because in every single drop of rain, God says to the creature, I love you. And the water, with its quiet sound, says to the creature, I love you, on behalf of God. God says to the creature, I love you, I love you, I love you. In every single flake of snow, God says to the creature, I love you, I love you. So God wants us to correspond to Him and to say to Him, I love you, to impress our I love you in every created thing, in every element. And that gives us access to correspond on behalf of everybody. That places us in a common union with everything that exists. So I impress my I love you, and I ask for the kingdom of the divine fiat. But while doing this, I thought to myself, what a long story in my poor mind. Nor does it seem that it can get out of it. I must keep tracing all times, all places, all human acts, and even plants, flowers, and everything to impress on I love you, and I adore you, I bless you, I thank you, and to ask Him for His kingdom. Every single I love you, when we impress our I love you in every single created thing, we are asking also for the kingdom of the divine will to descend. It becomes a prayer. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus, moving again in my interior, told me, my daughter, do you think you are the one who does it? No, no, it is my will that keeps tracing all of its acts, which it issued in creation, counting each of its acts, thoughts, words, steps, with its I love you. And this I love you runs through each act and thought toward each creature. All these acts and thoughts, it says, they run to conquer the creatures. One who is in my will feels this love of God spread everywhere. His love is hidden even in the plants, in the flowers, and even under the earth, in the roots, and unable to contain it, he rips the earth open and counts plants and flowers with his I love you to manifest his ardent love toward the creature. And when my will reigns in the soul, it wants to continue its I love you of creation, and therefore it calls you to follow its eternal love. We are called to follow the eternal love of God. We are called to fill ourselves with His eternal love, which is the Holy Spirit. We are called to return divine love, and calling each thought and act, as well as all created elements, it says and makes you say, I love you. And with its very will, it makes you ask for its kingdom, so as to unite it once again in the midst of creatures. What enchantment, my daughter, to see your I love you, united to that of my will, flowing in each thought and act of creature and asking for my kingdom. To see this I love you, flowing in the might of the wind, extending in the rays of the sun, murmuring in the murmuring of the sea and in the roaring of the waves, impressing itself on each plant, and rising with the most beautiful adoration in the fragrances of the flowers, and more than trembling voice saying, I love you, in the sweet twinkling and sparkling of the stars, in some, everywhere. One who does not live in my divine will does not hear this language of my eternal love in all of his acts and in each created thing. This is divine language, what we encounter in the realms of the soul in the divine will. This is the language Luisa Picaretta uses. I love you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify you, I imprint my I love you, I recognize you, I thank you, I glorify you with your will. We need to become familiar with this kind of language. That's why I encourage you to read the rounds of creation, to pray with them, to meditate them. The Lord says that one who lives in the divine will feels herself being called to love. We are all called to love. This is the first commandment, to love God with all our heart, our soul, our strength. This is the first commandment. The Lord summarizes the seven commandments by saying, love your neighbor as yourself. The other three, he says, love God with all your heart and all your soul. When we immerse ourselves in the divine will and out of love and freely, we choose to return love to God, to love Him with some love. We give Him praise, glory, honor, and adoration at His own level. And this is what He wants from us. This is the answer that He wants from His creatures, us. The Lord says, all things speak with holy eloquence about my love, how ungrateful she will be, referring the soul, if she did not follow the speaking love of my eternal fiat. This is the answer that He wants from all of us. And the Lord says that everything in Him is perfect. And everything that He has done has a purpose and has equality and is ordered. It says that everything is connected because everything comes from His will. And we see that once His will is in us, it will be easier for us to pray in this way. Once we become acquainted with this kind of language, divine language that we encounter in this private revelation, approved by the church, we see that everything falls into place. Even the virtues, which the Lord says they are needed, because everything is in connection, everything is united. One urges the others. The more we unite ourselves to the will of God, the more the creature becomes similar to God, and the more the Holy Spirit can fill us with His grace, His holiness, His sanctity. And this is manifested, as the Catholic Church tells us in the Catechism in number 1832, when the Church speaks about the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which perfects. These fruits, they perfect. The fruits of the Holy Spirit, they are perfections that the Holy Spirit Himself forms in us. The Lord says to Luisa Picarreta, it is not you, Luisa, it is my will. It is His will living in us when we surrender to His will, when we desire it, and then He does it. He's the one who perfects us. And this is what the Church says in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, that the fruits of the Holy Spirit are perfections that the Holy Spirit forms in us as the fruit, as the first fruits of eternal glory. The first fruits of eternal glory. And then the Catechism mentions charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, and chastity. These are fruits of the eternal glory. This is what we will encounter. It's just a little taste of what we'll experience. The Lord says it very clear here. My will is everything for the creature. Without my will, the creature is the unhappiest. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to give us His grace. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to make us holy. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to fill us with the likeness of God. As we meditate the book of heaven, as we do our acts in the divine will. Before we close, I would like to invite you to visit us at www.eternalfiat.com. There you can find our lessons from the book of heaven. And I also want to thank you for your generous donations. May the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of us and remain with us forever. Amen.